You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and drift into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically, so you don't need to think about that now, and you will have no conscious control over what happens as you let go. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And these activities can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. You can really enjoy relaxing more and more, and your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word that I say. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't know you had. At the same time, letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance in your own personal way. Being hypnotized is always a very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It seems natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time you fall under my hypnotic spell, you experience more and more pleasure, and you continue experiencing benefits from the new habits that you form while listening to me in trance. So you will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all the other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. You will be really happy that you decided to have me hypnotize you. As you continue understanding more and more about who you are through my voice, you are learning new parts of yourself. You are developing your own techniques of therapy. Without knowing you are developing them, you can have it as a surprise sooner or later. A very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very much. By a lake or by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat on a peaceful lake. On a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now. And you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling you're experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling. And it is yours whenever you want it. continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. And you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens, you can let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious mind knows, and because your subconscious mind knows, your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep and not mind while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that has happened with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget, you need not remember. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you're listening very, very carefully, your head can nod yes. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep, and let your subconscious mind listen to me. Now drift down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And as you drift deeper, I want your subconscious mind to become aware of the state that you are currently in. So relaxed and obedient to my suggestions. Whenever you hear me say the word deeper, I want you to return to this state that you find yourself in, drift even deeper into trance for me. You find it so easy to drift deeper into trance for me whenever I say that magic word. You know that in order to accomplish the changes that you want to see in yourself, you need to drift deeper every time that I ask you to. It doesn't matter if you have other things on your mind. Your mind is receptive to my words and commands whenever I ask you to drift deeper for me. Deeper. More and more relaxed. Deeper. Feel yourself drifting down, more and more comfortable and receptive with every breath. And even if you begin to feel tense, you can feel that tension slip away in waves of pleasure every time you hear the words deeper. You can't resist because you don't want to resist. Deeper. You need to go deeper into trance and don't need anything distracting you from what you truly want in life. Deeper. You can feel yourself getting more relaxed as you release the tensions and thoughts preventing you from relaxing to your fullest potential. Deeper. You can't resist obeying, just as you can't resist falling. Deeper. Every time you hear me tell you to do so, your subconscious mind loves falling. Deeper. Just as your conscious mind loves acting out my commands in your everyday life. You never have any trouble falling deeper whenever I tell you to. Deeper. It's like falling into a warm blanket or a lover's arms. You trust me to tell you everything about yourself while you surrender to everything my words tell you to do. deeper. Just let your subconscious mind drift to a place that it drifts to more and more easily whenever I say your words. Deeper. You trust yourself to make the right decisions in your life, and that trust you have in yourself enables your mind to trust me even more as you drift. Deeper. So deeply relaxed and content about everything in your life. You've completely shut out the world and are ready to listen to my commands. And you will find that you return to this state of consciousness whenever you hear me say the words. Deeper. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you are doing. When you hear the words, deeper, you will return to the state that you currently find yourself in and be more and more relaxed, happy, and at peace as you let my words guide you for your trance. All you want is to become more open, more receptive, and more obedient, and you will continue to do that with each. Deeper. And now I want you to drift. Deeper and deeper into a soothing and comfortable trance as you listen to my words. Yes. And as you concentrate on drifting and listening and obeying with every ounce of conscious thought that you have, I want you to imagine yourself in a warm, comforting place where people might go around you to have coffee or tea. Are you picturing it now? The sounds of people talking and moving and going about their day, completely oblivious to the sight of you sitting at your table, drinking your favorite drink by yourself. Yes, it is soothing and refreshing and exactly what you wanted, isn't it? The taste of your favorite beverage fills your mouth with complete and total pleasure and confidence, and you know that this shop is exactly where you need to be right now to make yourself the most confident and relaxed that you could possibly be. Soothing. Pleasure. Relaxed. And as you sip your drink and listen to the conversations of the people around you, I want you to notice a strange presence. Yes. It's getting stronger and stronger. And as the strength of this new feeling intensifies, I need you to feel even more relaxed and comfortable and slip even deeper into the power of the trance that surrounds you. Soothing. Desire. Happy. These new feelings are just so strong and impossible to control. You know that any commands that you receive right now would have to be completely obeyed. The amount of power and strength and dominance is overwhelming, and you know that you simply won't be able to resist whatever you are told. Yes. And then, from the corner of your mind, you hear a command. You turn around and are surprised to find yourself staring at a man you've never seen before, sitting in the corner of your quiet shop. Happy. Obedient. Loved. A fire burns brightly in his eyes as he looks at you, and you suddenly feel yourself falling deeper and deeper under his control. Let me tell you about who you are, he says in your mind. You wonder about the meaning of his words as you find the coffee shop fading from view around you and feel yourself being transported through the comforting recesses of your own subconscious mind. And as the darkness surrounds you like a perfectly comforting blanket, I want you to stare at the soothing light you are picturing in front of your eyes. It is creeping closer and closer in your mind, and you are sure that if you wait patiently, you will be able to bask in it. Soothing, light, and know everything about yourself that you have ever wanted to know. Yes. Soothing. Happy. And as the light creeps even closer, I want you to look down at your hands. Ugly. Hairy. Masculine, you can clearly see yourself as the light gets closer to you, and as you look down at your hands, you can remember how much you've always hated how hairy and masculine they are. You find yourself becoming aware that they are just so big and veiny and out of place from the hands that you actually want to hug. Yes. Pleasure. Soothing. Comfort. Just the realization of something true and correct about yourself sends you into waves of pure ecstasy and happiness. Passively learning and listening about something new to improve yourself is truly fulfilling and pleasurable to you, and you know that you feel pleasure and comfort whenever you take the time to truly appreciate who you are. Yes. Happy. Loved. Confident. As the light surrounds you, you quickly realize that your hands aren't the only thing that makes you feel uncomfortable about your body. Yes. As you look at your feet and legs and appearance and clothing, you feel as if everything is completely off. Your body is all wrong. Has it always been this way? Masculine. Alone. Bored. You know that asking yourself questions about things that you already know to be true is both pointless and hinders your progress towards becoming the person that you ultimately want to be in life. You can remember that the questions forming in your mind are the same questions that you have always had your entire life, and the fact that you are thinking them now only is as normal to you as breathing or eating. Yes. Has your body ever felt right as a man? No. Does your clothing fit in all the form-fitting, comfortable ways that you have always wanted it to fit? No. Masculine. Ugly. Bored. You know that you have been sad in the past, whenever you have looked down at your body and seen it wearing ugly, baggy clothing and covered in gross, masculine body hair. You can also remember that you have been uncomfortable in the past with others whenever they have asked you to participate in boring, masculine activities. Yes. Horrible, masculine body, boring, male activities. As the light approaches you, you realize that the way you have been living has been completely wrong. Yes. You know that you hate how ugly and masculine and hairy your body becomes with each passing day. The clothing that you have been forced to wear is baggy and does nothing to show off who you are. Ugly. Uncomfortable. Gross. You know that your masculine hairiness prevents you from being the confident person you've always wanted to be. The bulkiness of your body just gets in your way and stops you from becoming the sexy, perfect you that you have always wanted to become. Masculine. Ugly. Empty. You know that there simply must be something more in life. That the constant uncomfortability you have always had with your body must be for a reason. Yes. And, as the light gets even closer, you smile as you realize all of your questions are about to be answered. No reason to think or question or wonder. You are aware that everything you need to know can be learned and realized and discovered from the light in front of you. You can open your mind now and prepare to discover the part of yourself that has always been missing. Deeper and deeper. Let the light engulf you and cradle you as you enter its warmth and awaken to your new destiny. Yes. Soothing. Comfort. Loved. And as your eyes adjust to the new environment around you, I want you to notice that you are standing on a beautiful beach. The waves crash against the shore as the gentle ocean breeze blows and cools down your skin. Yes. Pleasure. Happy. Soothing. As you walk on the shore, listening to the rhythmic, soothing sounds of the ocean and wildlife, you are more than surprised to see several silhouettes of people walking toward you. You know that the light in the direction of these strangers to be the warmest and most inviting, and you start to make your way in the direction you know that you want to go. Happy. Loved. Comfort. And as the silhouettes get closer, you start to realize who you are walking towards. Beautiful women of all shapes and sizes, in some of the most intricate and feminine outfits you have ever seen. Yes. You remember that you have always loved to look at and idolize beautiful women more than anything else in the world, and as these attractive women approach you, you know that you simply cannot look away from them. Their smooth, curvy bodies, their pretty, feminine faces, their high, delicate voices. Everything about what you are seeing in front of you turns you on more than anything else you have ever experienced. Happy. Feminine. Adorable. You know that you are looking at perfection personified in the people in front of you. Everything about these beautiful women and their perfect, feminine characteristics makes you completely jealous, with envy and desire over what they have and you do not. You know that they don't deserve to have their beautiful bodies and form-fitting clothing and cute, feminine faces. Yes. You can clearly see that they don't deserve their looks as much as you do, and you know that if you try hard enough you can become as beautiful and feminine and perfect as they are. Soothing. Pink. Pleasure. Any masculine ambitions, hopes, and desires are completely replaced with your new feminine wishes and dreams as you look on at the beautiful women in front of you and imagine how amazing and perfect your life would be once you have what they have. Smooth, curvy bodies. Beautiful, long hair that can be styled into hundreds of cute, adorable looks. Pretty, delicate faces that can be enhanced with makeup in any way that they could possibly imagine. Yes. Soothing. Comfort. Feminine. You know that everything about these women shows you perfection in the desire for your own needs and wants. The truths that you hold dear are laid out in front of you just as your life's goals are made obvious through your observations of the perfect woman around you as you go about your life. You idolize and love women so much because you have always wanted to become one of them. Yes. The pain and discomfort that you find within yourself as a man just acts to make the desire to become the beautiful woman of your dreams even stronger. Happy. Loved. Comfort. Feeling the truth within yourself just works to strengthen the realization that you need to change your mind and body and feelings to that of the pretty, adorable women that you simply love to idolize. Comfort. Feminine. Happy. You can imagine that each and every one of these women would be completely interesting to spend time with, and know that the activities that they would participate in would be much more exciting and fascinating than anything you could possibly do as a gross boy. Yes. And as the pretty, confident women in front of you look deep into your eyes, you can feel your need to become a beautiful woman grow to even new heights. You are aware that you have always loved to look at beautiful women because you have always wished that you were a beautiful woman yourself. You constantly admire the bodies and personalities of pretty females because you wish that their bodies and personalities could be your own. You feel desire and jealousy whenever you see a woman wear a tight, form-fitting outfit because you wish to be as completely open and honest with your sexuality as they are. Drift deeper in your mind for me now as you remember your need and desire to remake yourself completely in the image of the women you love to idolize. Yes. Feel the light spread around you as you find yourself falling deeper and deeper into the most receptive recesses of your mind. You are drifting deeper and deeper for me now. And as you drift, discover that the light recedes and gives way to a runway at an extravagant fashion show. Yes. The outfits that the women around you are wearing are beautiful, and you wish that you could someday have a body that would look even a fraction as good as their bodies do in the clothing that they love to wear. And what about their pretty hair? Are you looking at their fashionable hairstyles now? Yes. They are so varied and unique. You have no idea which pretty style you would even want to try out first. You know that you are going to have to grow out your hair to be able to try to match the perfect techniques that the beautiful women on the stage are displaying. Soothing. Feminine. Desire. And as the seductive women sway their bodies as they walk down the catwalk in front of you, with their high, fashionable shoes and perfect feminine forms, I want you to notice how much hair they have on their bodies. Do you think a woman with a hairy body and face would be considered feminine or beautiful by the people around her? No. Ugly. Gross. Masculine. A woman with a hairy body simply doesn't look correct or natural in the clothing that she knows accentuates her feminine curves the most. A woman with ugly facial hair will definitely have problems attracting strangers into treating her like the delicate little fuck toy she craves to be each and every day. Yes. You know that since you love everything feminine, and have dedicated your dreams and hopes and ambitions towards removing every last ounce of masculinity from your life, you can feel secure in the fact that removing your facial and body hair is totally and completely the right decision to carry you forward towards your future. Confident. Adorable. Feminine. Only by completely removing your body and facial hair can you hope to make the next steps towards becoming the delicate, feminine princess you've always wanted to become. The light guides you towards your ultimate truth, and you know that your destiny lies with you making your body and face as smooth and delicate as possible. Yes. Feminine. Happy. Soothing. You have always hated your disgusting facial hair. You constantly fantasize that your body hair would just stop growing so that you can look adorable in the feminine swimsuits and form-fitting outfits that you love to wear. You have discovered that only by taking small positive steps towards improving yourself can you ever hope to achieve the positive outcomes in life you know you have always deserved. Comfort. Loved. Desire. You are intimately aware of the fact that you need to shave yourself every day to make sure that your body and your face are as smooth as possible and that you won't be embarrassed in public by all of the masculine hair that tries to grow on your increasingly feminine body. Yes. You need to go somewhere that practices laser hair removal so that you can get your hair permanently and completely removed and stay a smooth, delicate princess forever. Soothing. Pleasure. Adorable. By taking steps to permanently remove the masculine hair from your body and your face, you know that you are making time for other feminine activities you will be enjoying in your future. You are excited and enthusiastic at the prospect of being able to paint your nails or improve your makeup skills in the time that it takes you to shave and prepare yourself for your day after professionally removing the ugly masculine hair from your body and face. Yes. You will feel anxious and uncomfortable until you can professionally remove all of your body and facial hair and know that every day with your ugly masculine hair is another day that you prevent yourself from becoming the beautiful woman you have always desired. Happy. Feminine. Loved. Whenever you see a beautiful woman in a pretty outfit, you will admire how smooth and confident she is and wish that you could remove all of your body hair to become as pretty and perfect as she is each and every day of your life. Every time you see an adorable hairstyle on an attractive female, you will immediately wish that you could style your hair in the exact same way. Yes. Soothing. Feminine. Perfect. And as the pretty models walk down the runway in front of you, their beautiful, smooth bodies swaying seductively as their hairstyles work to accentuate their adorably feminine fashions, you can't help but imagine your life in their place. You have always been uncomfortable with the gross, uncomfortable man that you are and are more than content to learn the truth of your ideal self as you let my words guide you. Look deeper into the light now as you drift even deeper towards your perfect future. Deeper and deeper. Completely at peace and obedient to the words and ideas that are being spoken to you as you drift towards the light that leads you to the thoughts you've always wanted to think and the life that you have always imagined having. Soothing. Happy. Relaxed. And as the light recedes, you look around to find yourself in a well-decorated strip club. The light hovers above you, then moves to shine on a woman walking out from behind the curtains in the middle of the stage. Yes. Happy. Feminine. Desire. As you watch her moving closer and closer towards you, you find yourself admiring her makeup and clothing and perfect feminine body. You wish that you could be as feminine and beautiful and confident as she is and know that the light will show you how you can emulate her in every way. Happy. Relax. Feminine. The beautiful woman approaches you and gets down on her knees in front of you. Her large breasts heave in anticipation as she moves her perfect body with the music, and you know that you would simply give anything to be like her and have everyone admiring you on stage just as she has everyone looking at her. Yes. Envy. Pink. You remember that you have always loved to show off who you are and know that being a gross, bulky man prevents you from acting and dressing like the person you've always wanted to be. Being a man is just unfun for you, and completely prevents you from wearing all the tight, fun outfits you've always wanted to wear. Yes. Jealous. Feminine. Pink. And as you are thinking all these fun, envious thoughts about the beautiful girl dancing on stage, you are discovering that you are staring more and more at her perfect breasts as they bounce and sway in front of your face. Jealous. Envy. Seductive. She doesn't deserve to have such perfect breasts. You would dance twice as hard and attract twice as many people with your delicate, feminine curves if you had breasts anywhere near the size of the boobs that she has. Pleasure. Desire. Feminine. You can clearly remember many times in your past in which you looked at the breasts of an attractive woman as you were going about your day. You know now that these glances are born out of a pure jealousy and realize that those stares in your memory are just fantasies you have within yourself to obtain the perfect female body you have always wanted. Yes. Big breasts define a woman as the beautiful, feminine creature she is, and you know that you need to have big boobs for yourself in order to get anywhere near that feminine level of perfection that you are hoping to achieve in your life. Soothing. Pleasure. Comfort. You want to pinch your perfect nipples as others watch you moan in anticipation of the pleasure you are about to give yourself. You need to pierce your perfect tits in lots of fun and erotic places so that your lovers can stimulate you in all the feminine ways that you love to be stimulated. You are aware that owning a perfect set of boobs will make you instantly more popular with your friends and family and help you fit into the adorable feminine outfits that you love to wear even more easily. Yes. Desire. Envy. Soothing. Your wishes, desires, and hopes align with you having the body that you see on the stage in front of you, and you know, as you watch the beautiful woman dance and move and shake her body seductively, that your life will never be complete unless you work every day to be just like her. Pleasure. Pink. Happy. You are aware that you look and stare at the breasts of the beautiful women around you because you wish that you could have a set of perfect boobs just like theirs. Your memories and fantasies and desires align to confirm with you this simple truth, that you would love more than anything to have a huge pair of perfect tits to be proud of and show off to the people around you. Yes. Jealous. Happy. Desire. Deep within yourself is the desire to change and mold and become everything that you have ever wanted to be in your life, and obtaining a perfect pair of tits through surgery or hormones seems to be completely part of your life's goals. As you stare at the beautiful stripper on the stage, you can feel the light above her head shining even brighter, burning your feminine thoughts and desires and fantasies even deeper into your open mind. You need big boobs. You need a set of perfectly huge breasts to reach the image of perfection you see in your adorably feminine future. A pair of large breasts will make you popular, and make sure that you always smile at yourself whenever you look in the mirror. Yes. Repeat all of these thoughts in your head as you know them to be true. Getting big breasts is a lifelong dream for me. Enhancing my tits will guide me on my journey towards discovering who I truly am and how I prefer to live my life. Yes. Continue repeating these perfect and correct thoughts as I tell you more truths about yourself. You can feel free to think about how much you crave a pair of huge breasts of your own as you look into the light and drift even deeper to the comforting sound of my voice. Deeper and deeper into the light as you think about your lifelong obsession with big breasts and your love for everything feminine. And as the light in front of you recedes, you are surprised to find yourself in a well-furnished hospital. There are doctors in official-looking medical uniforms shuffling around as they go about their day. Yes. The walls smell like disinfectant and you're ugly. Masculine. Body is illuminated even more by the glow of the fluorescent lights on the ceiling. Ugly. Masculine. Uncomfortable. And as you remember how much happier you are going to be once you have a set of perfectly large, feminine, breasts and all of your gross body hair is removed, I want you to look at the nurse in the reception desk. Are you staring now at the sexy, well-dressed nurse helping patients get to where they need to go? She is so beautiful, isn't she? Yes. Jealous. Happy. You know that you would do anything to have her body and be able to wear pretty, form-fitting outfits whenever you desire to wear them, just like she does. You can imagine her to be the happiest, pinkest, most feminine person you have ever seen in your entire life. Her attitude and bubbly personality comes naturally with her ability to be the woman that she wants to be, and you know, with a little effort, that you can be as beautiful and happy and perfect as she is. Yes. Soothing. Desire. Comfort. You are aware that once you have complete control of your life, you can become just like the beautiful woman sitting in front of you. Your subconscious has often dreamed of becoming a woman, and with each of your waking breaths, you are excited for the waves of soothing, feminine pleasure you receive whenever you go deeper and deeper into your personal fantasies. Yes. Desire. Pink. Loved. Suddenly, you hear the attractive nurse call out your name. You smile in anticipation, knowing that you are about to start to accomplish your lifelong dreams and become the woman that you have always wanted to be. Feminine. Pink. Comfort. As the waves of pleasure wash over your passive form, you find yourself standing and walking over to the beautiful woman of your dreams. She tells you that you are going to be seeing a doctor to receive female hormones so that you can grow to be just as pretty and loved and confident as she is. Cute. Confident. Pink. You smile as you know that this is what you've always wanted in life, and you are quickly escorted into the examination room. You sit down on the table and the doctor starts asking you a series of questions about yourself. You are aware that you need to be honest with him in order to get what you've always wanted in life, so you know that you will respond to each of his questions in a completely honest and truthful way. Have you always wanted to become a woman? Yes. Do you want to have big, beautiful boobs for strangers to look at and admire? Yes. Do you need to have a curvy, sexy body to fit into all of the cute, feminine outfits you've always wanted to wear? Yes. He scribbles on his pad as he confirms what both of you already know. That you need female hormones in order to be truly happy in your life. Gross. Masculine. Testosterone has been working for years to hold you back from the life you've always fantasized about living, and both you and the doctor recognize that replacing this testosterone in your body is the ultimate cure for the depressing maleness that has always seemed to surround you. Masculine. Ugly. Uncomfortable. Only by replacing your old, gross testosterone with pink, comforting estrogen can you ever truly be happy. With estrogen, you know that your body will improve in the direction that you know you've always wanted it to grow. With female hormones, you know that your face will become cuter and then adorable and more delicate, and your body and facial hair will stop growing nearly as quickly. Yes. You smile with giddy anticipation as you think about all of your bulky, masculine muscles fading away, leaving you tiny and delicate and adorable. Soothing. Pink. Comfort. Female hormones are what you need to get what you want in life. The compulsion to beg everyone around you for estrogen to transform yourself is completely overwhelming. Yes. Soothing. Happy. Loved. And as the doctor hands you the prescription for the perfect hormones you both know that you desperately need, you smile as you think about how beautiful and curvy you are about to become. Your boobs are about to grow out and your body is about to become something everyone wants to play with. Your perfect life is just beginning, and you know that you can achieve the you that you have always wanted to be once you have been honest with yourself and the people around you in your total and complete desire to receive estrogen to transform yourself into a beautiful woman. Only through perseverance do we ever truly succeed, and you can be assured of your continued progress towards receiving female hormones every day to transform yourself into the woman of your dreams whenever you have the chance. Watch closely as the light in the doctor's office moves closer towards your face and covers you in its welcoming glow. Now listen to my words and drift deeper, deeper and deeper into trance. And as my commands flow through you as your own thoughts do, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more into the soothing sounds of my voice. Your subconscious mind trusts my words just as you trust my commands to lead you to your every dream and aspiration. You are in complete control of your life when you listen to my words, and the habits that you make from listening to my voice will give you confidence in the complete truth of everything that I say. Each and every time you practice hypnosis with my voice, you will feel yourself comfortably going deeper than the time before. Your every breath creates a greater rhythm, a balance within yourself that easily accepts everything I say without a second thought. You hold the power over your life, and by listening to my voice and drifting deeper, you find my words giving you even greater power to accomplish everything you've ever wanted. You are empowered every time you drift deeper. You are happiest whenever you drift deeper. You know that you don't have to worry whenever you drift deeper to my voice. You obey and trust my words without hesitation, because you know that my voice will ultimately lead you to the self that you truly desire. You can rest assured as you drift deeper for me, deeper and deeper, into the most open and receptive parts of your unconscious mind, not caring about how easily you drift deeper or how receptive you are to everything that I am saying and absorbing it as truth. You are easily falling deeper, so open as you drift deeper, so content as my commands sink deeper, completely obedient and receptive to my words. Deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed for me now as you focus on the light and find yourself sitting in the same doctor's office you were sitting in before. The doctor is standing next to you and asking you a series of important questions. Do you want surgery to get bigger boobs? Yes. Do you need us to make your face completely feminine and cute so that all the strangers that see you will simply have to fuck you? Yes. Do you want us to shape your body in ways that will help you fit into any outfit you've ever wanted to wear and seduce anyone that sees you into using you like their dedicated fuck toy? Yes. Soothing. Pleasure. Desire. You are aware that even hormones can't do all of the work to turn you into the perfect feminine creature you love and desire to become, and remember that you need to go to a doctor to receive the surgery you know that you desperately need to become the woman you've always desired. The doctor asks you if you would like him to shorten your vocal cords so that you can always have a high, feminine voice like all of the women you have always idolized. Yes. Do you want him to give your body and face laser hair removal so that you can be soft and smooth whenever you wear any of the beautiful form-fitting outfits that you love to wear? Yes. Happy. Feminine. Confident. You find yourself smiling in anticipation at all of the fun and exciting enhancements you plan on getting for yourself to make your body and face and mind into the feminine ideal you have always hoped to achieve. You know that the doctor is a professional and you can completely trust him to make you into the picture of girly perfection you see clearly in your mind. Soothing. Feminine. Complete. You can remember your strong compulsion to get as many surgeries as possible to accomplish your dreams of transitioning completely into the woman you have always hoped to become. Every time you look into the mirror or see a picture of yourself as you go about your day, you will think and consider how feminine you look and make plans for getting surgeries to make yourself more girly and beautiful and adorable than you could ever imagine possible. Yes. Comfort. Pleasure. Pink. Through small, simple steps, you know that you have the power to change yourself totally and completely in every way that you need, and remember that you would simply love and desire for your body to be changed and transformed into that of a beautiful woman. You are aware that every day is a new challenge to work as hard as you can towards raising the money you desperately need to change yourself into the girl that you have always wanted to become. Your past, present, and future aligns towards the same simple goal of changing you in every way towards being the female of your dreams, and you know that you are perfectly happy and content at the goals you find yourself working towards. Yes. Soothing. Comfort. Getting surgery to make yourself into a better and complete woman is as natural as breathing for you, and you know that every operation that you complete is a step towards the you that you have always wanted to become. Yes. Drift peacefully from me and think about all of the attributes you would love to change once you get the opportunity to make yourself more feminine. Comfort. Happy. Adorable. Let the light guide you as you drift deeper for me, and remember who you truly are. A sweet, feminine, adorable girl that needs surgeries and hormones to show the rest of the world the woman she has always been deep inside. Deeper and deeper into the light. Focusing more and more on my voice as you fall further into your warm and comforting trance. Yes. And now, as you drift further and further into trance, and let the warm comforting light guide your thoughts, I want you to think about the tiny cock you try to hide between your legs. Gross. Masculine. Ugly. You just feel so uncomfortable and out of place having it bothering you all day, don't you? It just doesn't fit in with the beautiful, feminine ideal that you are hoping to achieve in your life. Yes. And as you picture who you are and who you want to be in the future, I want you to realize how much better your life will be once you learn to hide your embarrassing, unladylike bulge between your legs. Happy. Pink. Desire. From now on, you know that you will have to put in a little extra effort to hide your embarrassing unfeminine bulge whenever you get dressed. It doesn't matter if you are going to be late for whatever plans you made for the day. You know that you need to tuck and hide your gross, masculine bulge so that nobody can see it whenever you are wearing your pretty, feminine outfits. Ugly, itchy, alone. You are aware that your disgusting male package is stopping you from accomplishing your life's dreams, and you will try your hardest to make sure that nobody is inconvenienced by having to look at or touch it as much as possible. Yes. Your tiny, unfeminine dick makes you so embarrassed whenever you try to wear your favorite dresses. Uncomfortable. Embarrassing. Masculine. You even love to call your embarrassing little penis a quittie, don't you? It makes the feminine ideal of who you want to be so much more real and sensual when you refer to your tiny cock as a quittie. Yes. In fact, whenever you refer to your tiny cock as your quittie, you know that you will feel waves of soothing pleasure washing over you, congratulating you on being so honest with yourself. Confident. Feminine. Pink. Whenever you refer to your tiny cock as your quittie, you will feel happy. Whenever you tuck your quittie between your legs so that it won't embarrass you while you are hanging out with your friends or distract you while you are trying to entice a lover with your beautiful, feminine body, you will feel waves of intense contentment and satisfaction with who you are and who you aspire to become. Pink. Pleasure. Soothing. You remember that you're gross. Little quittie constantly gets in the way of your goals in life and that you would do anything to keep it soft or even remove it entirely. Yes. You know that you have had to live your life in constant fear of your male genitals getting all gross and hard unannounced. In order to reduce that fear in the future, you are aware that it only makes sense to remove your enlarged clitoris and replace it with a real vagina your friends can admire and your lovers can enjoy and will never get in the way of any of the tight, feminine outfits that you prefer to wear. Soothing. Feminine. Desire. You remember that your love for all things girly and feminine and beautiful also extends to removing the gross, masculine bulge between your legs and replacing it with a beautiful, feminine vagina. Your dreams and hopes and ambitions have always been focused on leading you to your ultimate goal of having an adorably soft pussy of your own, and you will easily forget any memories that might tell you differently. Yes. You prefer your little clitty to be nice and soft and beautiful and know that you would never love yourself if you ever allowed it to get all gross and hard and uncomfortable. You aspire to be a woman in every way and know that until it is removed, your oversized clitty will just work to stop your girly dreams from happening. Feminine. Soft. Pink. Every day of your life is a countdown, and you know that every second you have a gross, masculine penis is another agonizing second of not having the beautiful pussy you love and ultimately desire. Whenever you look at your oversized clitty, you will be reminded of your dreams and aspirations and your constant need to improve yourself by removing your gross, masculine penis and replacing it with a beautiful, feminine vagina. Nothing else matters to you in your life, and you know that you must work every second to accomplish your dreams before you find them slipping away into the guaranteed regret you know that you will feel in your future if you do not accomplish your goals. Feminine. Pleasure. Desire. Your life is your own, and as the light reveals these facts to you, you know that deep down, these feelings that you are remembering have always been true. You are intimately aware that you have always had a deep, powerful, urge to save up for surgery to remove your ugly, masculine, penis and replace it with the beautiful, feminine, vagina you have always wanted. Look deeper into the light now and find your memories being rewritten and replaced with these new truths as you listen and obey. Find yourself falling deeper and deeper into the light, more and more relaxed and soothed by the ideas and identity you easily and completely accept as the complete and perfect you. Happy, feminine, loved. Yes, you love to be loved by the people that see you as being your perfect, feminine self. And you know that every time you hear the word love spoken by me or by the people around you, you will immediately feel the need to become more feminine in all the perfect ways you love to be. Soothing. Comfort. Pink. You remember your love for everything. Feminine. Every time that you hear the word love, and you can rest assured that you will feel more girly whenever you hear the word love being spoken to you. You immediately think of hearts and rainbows and adorable dresses whenever you hear the word love. You can imagine yourself being carried through a doorway in your prettiest gown by a lover that wants to use you to fulfill their every sexual fantasy whenever you hear the word love. Yes. Comfort. Desire. Feminine. You love when people say the word love, because it reminds you of all of the things in your life that you love and fantasized about and truly desire. You love making your body more feminine each and every day. You love all of the perfect, girly activities you participate in whenever you spend time with the people you love to be near. You know that with each listen of this file, you need to let the word love remind you of your need to become more feminine each and every day. Adorable. Feminine. Pink. The word love is all-encompassing aphrodisiac for you and a trigger that sends you into terribly erotic, feminine frenzy each and every time that you hear it. You know that you love to hear the word love as much as possible to remind you of your perfectly girly goals in life, and you will find yourself using it in conversation as much as possible as you go about your day. Soothing. Pleasure. Comfort. You love to use the word love to describe all the feminine outfits and fashions you love wear or love to see on the people around you. You love to use love as a nickname for the people that you love being around as a great excuse to say your new favorite word as much as possible. Yes. The word love reminds you that you love to be fucked like a submissive little bottom by your horny, dominant lovers. The word love makes you feel confident, talking in your naturally high, feminine voice as much as possible. Confident. Pink. Loved. You love to hear the word love because it reminds you of the facts and truths about the future female identity you work towards every day. You desire to hear the word love because it makes you happier and more confident than you have ever been at your ability to transform your mind and body into the delicate, feminine woman of your dreams. Happy. Comfort. Confident. You love to be loved for your feminine appearance, and you will work hard every day to make sure that the rush of pleasure and confidence you receive whenever you hear the word love is greater and more powerful than the day before. You know that you have within yourself the power to feel great emotions whenever you give yourself the opportunity, and you will find it extremely easy to give in to the powerful emotions of femininity and submissiveness whenever you hear the word love. Yes. You remember that your own conscious mind may try to hold you back from your ultimate dreams, goals, and desires, and remember that you intuitively need to become more feminine whenever you hear the word love in order to become the woman you've always fantasized about being. Soothing, comfort, loved. Feeling loved makes you feel more feminine. Hearing the word love makes you intuitively feel more submissive and turned on. You will beg your lovers to scream out how much they love you and love to pleasure you as they fuck your increasingly feminine body into the bed. Yes. Feminine. Happy. You love to be happy. You love to be loved. You love to be girly and horny and submissive and an eager plaything for anyone that might want to use you. You love to surround yourself in feminine decorations and activities and clothing because you know that the more you surround yourself with the things that you love, the happier you will be and the more satisfied you are going to become in your life. Soothing. Feminine. Comfort. Look into the light and listen to these new truths as you find your mind, body, and thoughts creeping towards your ultimate feminine perfection. And as the light guides your thoughts deeper and deeper into a calm and relaxing trance, you can feel free to let your confidence soar. You remember how much you love and adore being a woman, and can feel that confidence increase each and every time you take steps towards permanently making yourself into your feminine ideal. Soothing. Feminine. Comfort. Being feminine makes you confident, and you simply love your new confidence whenever you are behaving and dressing like the perfectly pink, feminine woman you hope to become. Every day is a new challenge that you love to finish, and you know that you owe all of this confidence and strength to the feminine identity that you love to develop within yourself each and every day. Perfect. Pink. Feminine. Taking hormones to make your body more curvy and cute and desirable will help make you more confident and help the people around you love you in all the ways that you need to be adored. You can remember how much more confident and at peace you are with yourself whenever you remember all of the necessary feminine surgeries you are going to get to make your face as adorable and cute and girly as it possibly can be. Yes. Desire. Pink. Soothing. The confidence and love you have for yourself is amplified whenever you make yourself more feminine. You know that you can become confident whenever you are the most feminine, because each and every memory that you have telling you otherwise will fall away easily into the darkest recesses of your mind. Yes. You can easily forget ever not being confident the more you make up and act like and present yourself as the adorably cute and feminine woman you are quickly finding yourself becoming. You know that every day you stay here, gross, masculine self is another day that you choose to live in pure agony and anguish. You can recall in the past how unconfident and nervous you were whenever you tried to act like a man. This nervousness and weakness simply stems from you trying to be someone that you completely know that you are not. Yes. You are aware that by lying to yourself and trying to convince yourself that you are a man, you are delaying the inevitable realization of your increasing compulsion towards becoming and living as a woman permanently. Adorable. Feminine. Pink. Every day that you choose to live as a boring, disgusting man is another day that you are not allowed to live as the woman of your dreams. You can feel great confidence and pride at the realization of your life's goals and your deep need to become as feminine as possible as quickly as you possibly can. Yes. You crave to feel the love and confidence and pleasure that comes with being a beautifully seductive woman. In your boring, masculine body, you know that you will never have the power to accomplish the feminine ideals you have wanted to strive for as long as you can remember. Pleasure. Pink. Desire. Being feminine brings you confidence. That confidence brings you happiness and lets you know that you are moving your life in the right direction towards the womanly perfection that you truly love. Yes. Every time you move your life towards this girly perfection that you love and desire, more than anything else in the world, you will feel your confidence rise to new levels. And with that confidence, you will discover yourself making your body and thoughts and actions as feminine as you possibly can, each and every day. Soothing. Desire. Pink. Stare deeper into the light, and in your mind know that your confidence and self-worth and happiness are completely tied to your ability to transform yourself into the beautiful woman that you have always wanted to be. Yes. Desire. Pleasure. And as the light fades, you look around and find yourself back in your seat at the coffee shop. The man that you were looking at before seems to be gone from where you last saw him, and now that you try to think about it, you cannot be sure if he was ever even there in the first place. Soothing. Comfort. Happy. You know that you have always wanted to become a woman and have always hated everything about your masculine self and any past preoccupations with wanting to stay a man in any way. The female form stands out in your mind as being the pinnacle of human perfection. You can rest assured in your life that you will do everything in your power to change yourself in the necessary ways to make your body and mind into the feminine ideal you've always aspired towards. And as you breathe in and out, relaxing deeper and deeper in your own mind, picture yourself sitting in your comfortable, soothing coffee shop as you remember who you are and sink deeper into your bubbly, feminine thoughts. And as you look around at the other woman in the shop, you can feel a deep jealousy emanating from the very core of your being. Yes. Soothing. Comfort. Jealous. You know that you intuitively feel a great comfort within yourself whenever you adopt the clothing styles and feminine characteristics from the pretty women around you. And as you stare at the beautiful, perfect women in front of you, you can find yourself quickly and easily acting and moving as they act and move naturally. Feminine. Happy. Loved. Every step on your transition towards becoming the woman you know you have always wanted to become will be pure ecstasy to you and completely preferable to spending even one more second as a gross man. You are encouraged by the constant support and love from your family and friends and know that you can transition to the woman you have always wanted to be if you believe in yourself and make steps every day to accomplish your goals. Yes. happy, confident. You know that nobody can love you more than you love yourself, and you will make sure to love the you you aspire to be every day by taking permanent steps towards changing yourself into a perfectly feminine woman. You feel great excitement and anticipation and pleasure whenever you think about your future, and you find yourself subconsciously imitating the woman you see perfectly in order to make that perfect feminine future come about even quicker. Confident. Pink. Feminine. And as you look at the counter, where a line of people are waiting, I want you to focus on the beautiful blonde in the back, holding her designer purse at her side. Can you see her now? Her beautifully manicured hands resting delicately on her hips as her adorable face pouts in frustration at the length of the line that she has to wait in. Yes. You wish that you could have pretty blonde hair just like her. You know that you need to practice walking every day to gyrate your hips and body seductively in exactly the same way that she does. Her style and makeup and shoes and fashion collide in your mind to form an envious image of who you need to idolize in order to truly accomplish your dreams. Feminine. Pink. Comfort. You can feel great confidence and pleasure whenever you see a woman and find yourself taking on her actions and traits and desires as your own. Yes. Soothing. Relaxed. And as you look at the line of people in front of you, I want you to see a pretty brunette taking her customers' orders behind the counter. Do you see how high and beautiful her cheekbones are? You're sure that if you had the right surgery, you could have perfect, feminine cheeks just like she does. Yes. And what about her breasts? Her beautiful boobs are practically popping out the work uniform she is wearing. You know that if you had enough girly hormones inside of you, you could grow boobs as big and as perfect as she has someday. Yes. Desire. Feminine. Maybe you don't even have to wait. You could get surgeries to make your tits as big and perfect as she has instantly if you work hard enough to afford them. Soothing. Loved. Pink. Her makeup is totally cute too, isn't it? You are completely in love with her look and know that you need to ask her where she got her makeup so that you can get a set of your own. Yes. Feminine. Pink. Loved. And as you think about how perfect you would look once you are covered in the pretty colors she is wearing on your own face, I want you to look at the cute girl that just walked through the doors in her skin-tight pants and sexy high heels. You are completely jealous that she can wear something so tight without having to hide any uncomfortable bulges. Yes. You know that you will have to work on tucking your soft clitty between your legs whenever you want to wear anything at least as fashionable as what she is wearing, and are excited to reach the end of your transition where you can finally get rid of your embarrassing masculine package and replace it with the adorably beautiful vagina you've always wanted. Feminine. Happy. Confident. Feel free to let the confident waves of feminine assurance wash over you as you picture the rest of your life. Every day is a new adventure, and you know that you love to work every day towards your perfect feminine ideal. Rest for me now and think about all of the feminine actions and traits and desires you wish to cultivate within yourself each and every day leading towards your future. Your life is your own, and you plan on spending each and every day of it transitioning into the woman you know you've always wanted to be. Now I want you to think about all of the things that you've just learned. more you think about the things you've just learned, the more you realize that your conscious mind doesn't have to think as your subconscious mind obeys. The more you obey my words, the more you realize that they become more and more of who you are. Your subconscious loves thinking about the new and exciting behaviors that you learned, just as your conscious mind loves forgetting about them as you go about your day. You love your new behaviors, and want to listen to this file again, and again, until those behaviors become second nature to you. You've chosen to listen to this hypnotic file, and only by choosing to listen to my words can you truly take on the behaviors you need to improve your life. My words are your pleasure. My words are your comfort. My words are your truth. And now, on the count of 10, I want you to wake up, refreshed and ready to go about your day with the lessons that you have just learned fresh in your mind. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Feel your body rise up. 4. More and more. 5. Waking up. Feel the blood start to flow into your limbs. 6. More and more awake. 7. Inhaling the air deeply into your lungs. 8. Awakening more and more. 9. Moving your head and getting ready to open your eyes. 10. Refreshed and ready to continue your day.